Hello, welcome to Press TV's News Analysis, coming to you from our international headquarters right here in Tehran. Thanks so much for being with us. I'm Marzia Hashimi. Organized in India and includes activists from several Asian countries. The first Asian convoy to Gaza is now in Iran on its way to try to break the Israeli siege on the Gaza Strip. Let's take a look at this.
The peace activists departed India on December the 2nd on an odyssey that would take them as far as the Mediterranean Sea. The destination, the besieged Gaza Strip. The activists had traveled to India from different Asian countries, including Japan, Sri Lanka, and Malaysia, as well as Australia, before setting off. The Gaza convoy has received a warm welcome in Iran, and they will continue their journey after a brief rest.
On behalf of the rest of the Asian nations, thank the people of Zaidan, of Baluchistan, of all of Iran.
The convoy will be joined by other activists from Iran, Lebanon, Egypt, Turkey, Iraq, and Syria. And it is scheduled to reach Gaza through the Egyptian port city of Al Arish and the Rafah crossing. Gaza has been under a crippling Israeli siege since 2007. Several convoys have taken food and medical supplies for the besieged people of Gaza over the past few years. But not all these convoys have reached Gaza in safety. In May, Israeli commandos launched a deadly attack on an 8th flotilla heading for Gaza in international waters. The attack left 9 Turkish peace activists dead. It drew international condemnation, but Israel has threatened to use force to intercept other 8 convoys headed for Gaza. It has also pressured Egypt not to allow relief aid to reach the Palestinians trapped in the territory. But such tactics of intimidation have failed to deter peace activists from making their way to Gaza in the hope of breaking Israel's suffocating siege of the impoverished enclave.
Well, I'm pleased to be joined right here in the studio with one of the coordinators of the Asian Gaza Solidarity Convoy, Mr. Ashin Roy. Thank you so much for being with us. Can you, Mr. Roy, just give me a little background into the Asian Convoy and what exactly made you take this project on or to coordinate this first convoy from Asia?
I mean, most of the people in India and other parts of Asia who are part of this convoy, I have been a long-time Palestinian activist in the sense support of the Palestinian cause. But I think the immediate inspiration was the Mari Marwa and the global upsurge that happened following the Mari Marwa incident. And I think it brought a sense of responsibility to many activists in Asia that we felt that we need to do something at a scale of an Asia and not just individual countries. And so that was one of the basic reasons of trying to embark upon this very kind of Herculean task of taking a land convoy through one of the most difficult parts of the world.
Now tell me about the coordination efforts, exactly when you started, from where, and problems up to now, if any, that you have faced.
We began from what is called the shrine or Rajghat, which is a shrine of Mahatma Gandhi. For us, not only he was an important national leader who fought for the national independence, but also has been recognized as one of the peace, one of the first persons who has been fighting for peace. And we felt that, you know, Mahatma Gandhi had actually, even at the time of 1947, when the first UN resolution happened, said that this is unethical and, you know, Palestine should be for Palestinians, like everyone's homeland is for the people of that area. So we felt inspired by that, and we began with Rajghat as our starting point. And we had some initial difficulties in getting permission from Pakistan to cross the whole land route to come to Zaidan. In fact, in the end, they didn't give us the permission to go through the land route.
Oh, really? You didn't go through Pakistan?
Yeah, but we did, after a lot of protest, did give the get a visa to go to Lahore. And so our contingent went to Lahore and handed over the Palestinian flag to the Pakistani contingent, which then drove from Lahore all the way to Zaidan.
Any problems with India itself?
Exactly. I mean, that's very strange. You know, after having getting the permission from Pakistan, which is always a difficult thing, it was the Indian government which had initially stopped us from going into, allowing the foot road to go to Pakistan. Again, there was a wide protest, and there was a wide campaign to see that we were given the permission. In the end, they did give us the permission to cross on foot to go to Lahore, which was an important gesture in the end of the day.
Now tell me about the makeup of the people. Is this a Muslim convoy? Can you just tell me overall the type of individuals who are participating in this convoy?
No, it's absolutely not a Muslim people's convoy. It actually constitutes people from all religions. In fact, some of them are very well-known peace activists in their own countries. You know, we have one who's a Magasagi Award winner. We have people who have been long-term trade unionists, labor activists, human rights activists. So we have people from different religion. We have people from different communities. We have people from different political orientations. And we have also a large contingent of women going along with us.
Okay. So what was it exactly that brought all of these people together? What was the main, or is the main focus point, or the catalyst to bring all these people together?
And the catalyst is the real humanitarian crisis in Gaza. I mean, everyone in the world knows what the Gaza people are going, the Palestinian people are going through in general, and Gaza in specifically. We feel it's something that really it deeply touches people when they know that the Gaza has been blockaded just because the people of Gaza have decided to elect an organization which they want to get represented by. You know, and we believe that this is a democratic right of people, and this is something really very abhorring for people of India. And I think many people in Asia who have had a long history of fighting for independence, fighting for democracy, and for dictatorship in many of these countries.
Okay, now tell me about the rest of Iran. You're in Iran right now, obviously. Did you have any problems with Iran?
Not at all.
Okay, and so from Iran, can you tell me where you're going to, and possible problems? Are there problems areas that you are concerned with right now?
Well, we have at the moment a visa of all the way that to go to Gaza, in the sense that we also have a visa from Egypt. In fact, it was positive in the sense that the Egyptian government gave us a grab visa on gratis, which is normally not the case in earlier convoys that has gone through. So, and yet we believe that we are expecting problems when we go to Gaza.
Why?
Well, I think the feeling is that the Israeli government and the Israeli forces always would like to undermine any peace activist that contributes to the lifting of Gaza. Okay. So we are just apprehensive. We don't have any positive reason to believe that there will be some opposition, but we are apprehensive about the situation that we may face.